We are getting a look at some of the numbers included in the newest stimulus package that is before the House. Jeff Kelly with Investigative Post is joining us live this morning. Jeff, what are you learning about numbers for this area?
Well, the aid, most interesting is the aid to municipal governments that is included in the House Democrats package, which they expect to vote on Friday. If it were to be passed as is and adopted by the Senate, which is a huge if, it would send to the city of Buffalo over the next 2 years $1 billion in federal aid. That's the equivalent of 2 years of city revenues. And it is equally generous to other municipalities in Western New York and to Erie County and to Niagara County. It's a huge shot in the arm, again, if it were to pass.
All right. That's a lot more than the mayor just mentioned, you know, 10 days ago with his new budget. I think he said $65 million he was looking for, although this is over 2 years, right?
That's right. And the mayor has budgeted $65 million in federal aid in order to balance the budget he's just proposed for 2020-2021. That money doesn't necessarily address the shortfall he's about to hit in June 30th. But, yeah, he's asked for $65 million. For next year, and he may get it, he may not. Right now, Senate Republicans say this bill that the House is advancing on Friday is dead on arrival. Congressman Brian Higgins told me that he views this as the start rather than the end of a negotiation. It all depends on where that negotiation goes, whether there's any money for local governments who are hurting, many of which are facing deficits right now and in the year to come.
Jeff, that's got to be maddening for people in charge of these budgets for local governments, because you're looking at this is a big, great number for the city of Buffalo and other municipalities, and then hearing what the president said, dead on arrival, you're kind of left in this state of limbo.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we've heard Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz say, like, you know, he's not quite sure how to address an upcoming deficit because he doesn't know what that deficit is going to be yet. He doesn't know what aid to county governments in particular is going to look like. The state is not really clear what its position is going to be in terms of advancing funds to municipal governments. They're going to be, as we learn in their budget process, they're going to be looking quarterly at their financial position to determine what they can afford.
Are towns included in this as well?
Towns are included. They are. And, the amount of aid ranges from, for example, Williamsville would see $1.7 million in aid in this year and another $860,000 next year. City of Tonawanda, Sloan, also another little over $1 million. Niagara Falls, $114 million this summer if this package were passed as is.
All right, but like you said, a big if, and yeah. We're not even clear this will pass the House tomorrow, are we?
No, but I think it's likely that House Democrats, having drafted this bill, will advance it. But certainly there are negotiations going on within the House as well as between the House and the Senate.
Jeff Kelly with Investigative Post. You can read more on our site, WBEN.com, or the full story at investigativepost.org.